Hello, everybody. It's Peter here, along with our producer, Miles Dernboss.
Hello, everyone.
With this week's podcast extra, once again, it's something that got cut from our raw tape, our live performance. The audience at Brooklyn Academy of Music got to hear this and see this in all its Technicolor glory. But now, so will you.
So last week, we talked at length about dad bod, the new trend in handsome men.
Yes, the best trend in handsome men.
The greatest trend ever in handsome men. And dad bod is a specific body type that includes people like Leonardo DiCaprio, John Hamm, and Peter Sagal.
Absolutely. And that, I think, is the first time those three names have ever been mentioned in the same sentence.
At long last.
Other than one of those SAT-like questions like, which of these doesn't belong? Now, you heard, if you listen to our regular show, Jessie Klein, her strong opinions on dad bod. But you didn't hear some more things she had to say about her own preferences. And one thing you need to know before you hear this is that at the time of our taping, Jessie is about 8 months pregnant.
That's right. And our Not My Job guest for the episode, Steve Buscemi, was standing just off stage waiting to come on for his segment.
I do think the body you described is generally just a man body.
Yeah.
Like, childless with child, like someone who works out sometimes.
That's exactly it.
And then drinks. Sounds like pretty much my observation across the board.
Yeah.
Up to this point in my life.
Yeah, and the message for all those men is you don't have to feel bad because that's what women really like.
I don't know if I'd say really like.
Your voice got so high there.
I don't know what you're saying, Mike.
It seemed very
no, high. Maybe you'd say learned to settle for. Would that be better?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's Tom Brady's a dad.
Yeah. I thought you hated Tom Brady.
I do.
Not for his looks.
I'm actually not attracted to Tom Brady.
You are lying.
I'm not.
I'm sitting closer. She's lying.
I am not attracted to Tom Brady. I don't. He's not. Honestly, I'm more into like a Buscemi. And I'm not just saying.
Wow.
You can ask any of my friends.
We talked about this backstage before the show, and Jessie says at some point I may bring this up, and I said don't do it.
Too late now.
Too late.
You know when you're pregnant, you have a certain immunity. Like whatever, I can do whatever I want.
You have no shame. It is my great pleasure to introduce to you Brooklyn's own Mr. Steve Buscemi.
Jessie, do you want to start this one?
You know what, Mike? I think everyone's pretty comfortable.
Steve, did you catch the earlier part of the show?
Yes, I am so flattered.
Steve, I'm all a flutter that you're here.
I'm just going to get out of the way of this.
Steve, she's having a baby in 2 months, but after that, anything can happen.
Yeah, no, I mean, we can talk now and just know that later.
All right.
It's cool.
Yeah. I'll give you your time.
Steve, does this happen to you a lot? Do you have an enormously pregnant woman coming up to you and saying, I've always dreamed of you?
Yes, that's my life.
It is. It's a thing.
You don't have to say enormously, Peter.
Yeah.
P.S.
Perfectly pregnant.
But get on with the interview.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the interview you heard starting with Steve Buscemi went on quite some time and was charming and delightful, as he is. So we encourage you to listen, of course, to the whole show if you haven't heard it already. It's available on iTunes.
Exactly. And be sure to tune into the show this week when our guest will be Tony Robbins, the life coach.
We pretty much anticipate that after this week's show, we'll all quit to go pursue our real dreams.
Finally, we'll be living our best life now. Thank you so much, guys. This was your podcast extra, and we've been Miles and Peter. We'll see you next week.
We sure will. Unleash the power within.